I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we know are having every day. Let's get ready, for he's coming. Let us make him worth a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when these things shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's be ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and then Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having in, and Matthew will appear. Let us live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All the things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us
meet him with a shout.
For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. I will meet you in the morning, just inside the eastern gate. So be ready, faithful pilgrim, lest with you it be too late. I will meet you, just inside the eastern gate over there. I will meet you in the morning over there. If you hasten up to glory, linger near the eastern gate, for I'm coming in the morning, so you'll not have long to wait. I will meet you just inside the eastern gate over there. I will meet you in the morning over there. Keep your limbs all trimmed and burning, for watch and wait. He'll be with us in the morning, just inside Eastern Gate. I will meet you, I will meet you, just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. Oh, the joy of that glad meeting with the saints before us wait. He'll be with us at that meeting just inside Eastern Gate. I will meet you, I will meet you, just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. Keep your limbs all trimmed and burning for the bridegroom watch and wait. He'll be with us in the morning, just inside Eastern Gate. I will meet you, I will meet you, just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. That's something about the Eastern Gate. We were over there. We knew exactly where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil, he knows the Bible too. There's something in the scripture somewhere where something about the Eastern Gate where Jesus will enter in at the Eastern Gate. I don't know how it's going to work, but the devil, he reads the Bible too, eh? And he's got that gate cemented shut, like cement is going to stop the Lord, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And then what else he did, he's got a graveyard there on the outside. Mm-hmm. I was there, I seen that graveyard. He got a graveyard right all at the Eastern Gate there.
All the way from the Mount of Olives down to the Eastern Gate there.
Yeah, all the way, graveyard?
Pretty much there.
Well, right at the Eastern Gate, there's a graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the cement on that Eastern Gate. It's shut. The other three gates are open. You can, the north, the south, and the mm-hmm. west is open. And the Eastern Gate is cemented shut. So.
Yeah, the devil thinks he can stop God.
Yeah.
But he can no more stop God than anything.
He can only snort. He was defeated at Calvary. That gate is as good as open. And God comes riding in. That's somewhere in the Bible. It says about the earthquake.
Yeah, there'll be an earthquake that'll split the city. Mm-hmm. Shadows all around us. Darkness comes to hide our way.
Don't despair, the night is ending. The clearest sky will greet the day. There's a brighter day coming. Soon our heartaches will be gone. Sorrow won't be a memory. Even in the blackest midnight, I have a lamp to guide my way. For the light of God's love shining in my heart turns the darkness into day. There's a brighter day coming. Soon our heartaches will be gone. Sorrow won't be a memory in the light of heaven's dawn. Even in the blackest midnight, I have a lamp to guide my way. For the light of God's love shining in my heart turns the darkness into day. There's a brighter day coming. Soon our heartaches will be gone. Sorrow will be a memory in the light of heaven's dawn. In the light of heaven's dawn. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind.
My boat of life sails on a troubled sea.
Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend who watches over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle through the sky. Above the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. Brings me low but never brings me down. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle through the sky. Above the peaks my soul can be found. And I expect the storm to drive me from the clouds. Brings me low but never brings me down. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. We're not home yet, children, so keep your eyes on the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river.
How I long to be with Jesus,
and my loved one gone before. There's a better day coming. We're not home yet. We're not home yet, children. So keep your eyes upon the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river. How I long to be with Jesus and my loved one gone before. There's a better day coming. We're not home yet. We're not home yet, children. But keep your eyes upon the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river. How I long to be with Jesus and our loved ones gone before. There's a better day coming. We're not home yet. After all this life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all. After all, this life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon a mountain top so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith and I can make it after all. After all, the life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon a mountain top so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all. First John chapter 5, verse 12. He that had the Son had life, and he that had not the Son of God had not life. The one who has the Son has this eternal life. The one who does not have the Son of God does not have this eternal life. Wer den Son Gottes hat, der hat das ewige Leben. Wer den Son Gottes nicht hat, der hat das ewige Leben nicht. It's just that simple. Heavenly Father, we just read your word here. I just pray you'll take what we read here, Lord. May you help us expound on it and bring it down into today's hour, where all these people think they have the Son, but all they have is religion, Lord. We just pray you'll help us expound on it and make it real in the hearts of the people. We just pray you'll give that increase in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm. It's very simple, cut and dried, eh? It's just that he that had the Son had life, and he that had not the Son had not life. Over in John it says, but the wrath of God abides in him. If you don't have the Son, you don't have the message for your day, you just don't have eternal life. These things that we're saying here, they're for people that are born again. Because John, Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And if you're not born again, well, you don't have the Son. He that had the Son had life. And then he said, on and on he goes. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. That's why Jesus came. So we don't have to go to hell. And somewhere along the road of life, we have to accept salvation. And just that simple. I was thinking about, there's a lot of people that have, she has the Amish thing, eh? But that's not the Son. You can be an Amish without the Son.
That's right.
And then there are probably some Christians in there that have the Son, but that it comes to a place where that Amish thing has the priority. And it's the same with that Hutterite thing. That Hutterite thing, maybe there's some Christians in there. I believe there are, because I was a Christian in there until the Lord got me out of there. And then, but I had, you could say I had Hutterite, you know. But I had the Son before I had that Hutterite thing, because the Lord saved me before I got baptized in that diabolical rigmarole. Anyway, so he that had the Son. But like I say, there's a lot of people, they have the Hutterite. There's a lot of people that have the Amish. There's a lot of people that have the message, you know, the message of Brother Branham. I know a lot of people. I know a lot of these Branhamites. They have the message. They believe that God sent the prophet, but they have that. But they don't have the Son. Mm-hmm. You can tell. You can easily tell if they have the Son. Because if they have the Son, then you and I can communicate with them. We were up there on a funeral here in Washington State, and we thought we'll have hallelujah time with these people, because they claim to be believe the prophet. But then we got there, we found we really didn't have nothing to talk about, simply because they have they have the prophet, they have the message. That's all they have. And I sometimes wonder if they even have that. But see, we have the Son, and then we can really fellowship with it. We have the Son, plus we have the message.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
But if you don't have, like, if you're not born again, then you just have the message in carnality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they know him after the flesh. But mm-hmm. if you are born again, you'll know Brother Branham after the Spirit.
Yeah.
What the Lord Jesus Christ, that behind that the message is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're just trying to make everything simple and bring it into today's language because a lot of these things happened 2,000 years ago. But to get to bring it into today's language, everything that happened 2,000 years ago, happens today, just like Jesus when he met Nicodemus. He came to him at night and he wanted to crush because he didn't want to be identified with Jesus. So he came to him at night. And it's the same thing today. There are a lot of people that would like to talk with us, but they don't want to be identified with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with Nicodemus. He came, he was brave enough to come in the daytime because he was of the Pharisees and they didn't want the Pharisees to find out that he's interested in what Jesus had to say, so he came to him at night and asked him, and then Jesus told him he must be born again, and they had, you know, the conversation they had. But see, it's the same thing today. We just bring everything into the days, into the days ours is easily understood. He that had the Son had life, but not here in his end time, you gotta have the message for your day. He that has the message for your day. All throughout history, it was always the message for your day, but without having Jesus, you cannot have the message for your day because they all have to synchronize one with another. Like in the days of Jesus, when he was here, he that had the Son had life. But then when he goes off the scene, back in Revelation, he said that then it was the ministry of the Apostle Paul. Well, if you had the Son, you automatically, you pretty much knew what who the Apostle Paul was, and you went to you were identified with these people that got crucified and got persecuted. You were identified simply because you have the Son. But you could be like Paul said, who is Paul, who is Caiaphas? You could be a Caiaphas guy and still not have the Son.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have the Son. He that has the Son has eternal life, and he that does not have the Son has not eternal life. But see, what we're trying to do, we're bringing in it into today's language. If you have the Son of God, you will want to persevere. You will want truth, the truth for your day, just that automatically.
That's right.
And, you're going to do something about your lifestyle. It says, disse che valte dapper don, die reisen das Himmelreich zu sich, die Christus allgeheeren, die kreuzigen ihr Fleisch samt den Listen und Begierden. It's what you do when you have the Son. You crucify the flesh. You don't just go out there and indulge in the party thing. That's all part of having the Son. If you have the Son, you have eternal life. But then you gotta do something about the natural man, because the natural man, he's an enemy to the spirit man, and you gotta just do whatever you can. That's why we got trying to keep our system in check. You know, that's why we fast, because you got to crucify the flesh, you know. It's just a battle. It's just very simple. Just simple arithmetic. There's a battle between the flesh and the spirit. And if you keep feeding the flesh will just take over. And if you keep feeding the spirit, you're going to have to crucify the flesh. Mm-hmm. Just that simple. We got a phone call yesterday. I call it a phone call from hell. And if we were to be doing what we're doing, we would, these phone calls, they'll get us down.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a phone call, I was sitting here about 10 o'clock in the morning, and the phone rings, and I was busy doing something else, I guess. And I said, why'd you take the phone? And then he asked who it was, and then he'd give that person's name. Well, I didn't want to talk to her because I know her reputation. I know she's a troublemaker, so I said, why didn't you talk? Why didn't you talk to her? And then you answered the phone, and she talked and talked, and you couldn't even get inside with. But really, the bottom line is, she's just just a phone call out of the pit of hell, because Satan knows his time is short, and he knows that you and I, we have the truth. So what he's doing, he sends in these tugs, he sends in these demon-possessed people. I'm not even going to mention her name, because she's just a troublemaker. If I did mention her name, everybody would know exactly what I'm talking about. So I'm not even going to mention her name, but it was a phone call direct from hell, and she did the same old song and dance that's been going on ever since you and I got together. All that they're trying to do behind it is the spirit of Satan trying to divide us. And that phone call was the same thing. Oh, when she went on ranting and raving about this, that, and the other, and your wife and all that garbage that they've been trying to throw at us forever and a day, when they know very well that that Hutterite system would not tolerate me. So they, what they use their weapons of terror, their reign of terror. And the first thing, when I told them I can't support you guys, what the first thing they do, they use force to try to force you back into the compound. Because the devil knows, once he's got you in that compound, he's got full control over your life. So the first thing they did, and it was my dad, he was the leader of that thing. I've been over it and over again, but I'm trying to bring out the point, how Satan, he's never giving up, he's always relenting. So what they did, if you don't support us, then you can't come to church here anymore. Wow. Mm-hmm. Exactly, because I've been watching, sitting back and watching how that system operates, how Satan works through religion, and then the first thing, you can't come to church here anymore. Well, I'll find out. Well, there's a little village up here. I'll go to church there. And then, well, you can't work here anymore. Well, then I'll find work. See, it's just more or less, it's just how Satan operates. Mm-hmm. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. Because Satan knows once I'm out of that compound, then the sky's the limit. And on it went. And my family went after me. And this, that, and the other. Then they wanted to take me to the mental home. Then they wanted to try to forced my wife to sign a paper to put me in the mental home. On and on, the garbage goes, but see, you're about to, if you have the son, you have eternal life. And what the Lord did, everywhere he had an open door, so I took that open door. And then I went to work for the neighbor, and then they tried to entice the neighbor. You know the story. And then I moved to Alberta, and then up there, they had their arms up there, mm-hmm. staying with his ex-hutter, right? And they called up his parents to kick me out of the, tell him to kick me out of the house. And so try to force me back into the compound.
That's right.
Because the devil knows he's got to get in there. Then he's control over your life.
That's right. They use the phrase that the devil likes to use. You're not supposed to go up against leadership.
Yeah.
Ubrigkeit.
Against authority.
Against authority. But we know when the disciples went out after the resurrection, they spread the gospel, mm-hmm. the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and everything, and they were put into prison. Mm-hmm. And then they were taken out, and then they were brought before them again, and they said, we have to be obedient to God more than man. Now, if God convicts your life and he puts you on a course and you're not going, and if you don't do what God requires from you, you are going to be an unfaithful servant.
Yeah.
Like if you go up against that hierarchy and God calls you to step up against that corruption, you have an obligation and a duty to fulfill what God has required of you. Otherwise, you're going to be classified as unfaithful. And look at what Jesus had to go through with the Pharisees mm-hmm. and the scribes. Those were the religious leaders of the day of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not afraid to speak against what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing you ever did, is you spoke up against the corruption in the Hutterite system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the same way with Martin Luther. He knew there was something wrong with that hierarchy of Roman Catholicism and how they were using all these fear tactics against people to control them.
Mm-hmm.
They were using penance, purgatory, and everything that the Roman Catholic Church had was used to make people poorer and oppress them, mm-hmm. put burdens on them, so they could never even breed properly. That's how much they couldn't even afford to be buried, because they had to have money to be buried. And that's what Roman Catholicism put on people. And then when God gave Martin Luther the revelation that just shall live by faith, that thing was blown apart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's God behind.
It was put out of commission.
That's right. And that's God behind what Martin Luther was doing. And if he wouldn't have done what he did, like, where would the world be today without that? Mm-hmm. And you can say the same thing if you would not have stood up against a Hutterite system. A lot of people would have been ineffective in their journey for the Lord.
It's the same thing today. What we're doing, see, you can tell what the devil thinks when he gives this, like I call it, a phone call from hell. Direct from hell, because Satan knows his days are numbered, and he knows that you and I, we are right over the target. Mm-hmm. Watching these things and the states with the Democrats, and they had this interview with Elon Musk, and the guy asked, how come you're being so persecuted, and they destroy your cars and all that. Says, because I'm right over the target with that Doge thing, mm-hmm. exposing all that corruption. He was right over the target, and all of a sudden they started terrorizing him and burning up cars and Tesla dealership. He said, I'm right over the target. I'm hitting him right where it hurts. And here you and I, what we're doing right, we're being right over the target. Mm-hmm. We're exposing that Hutterite thing for what it is. It's nothing but Satanism. And you and I, what we're doing, we're simply exposing it. And from time to time, we get a phone call from hell, trying to discourage, even from the family. And trying to lure us back in. Last a few years back when I was sick onto that, here they come. My brother-in-law comes in here trying to lure us back into the compound, because the devil knows if he's got you in that compound, he's got you shackled. We were back in that compound, we wouldn't be having an internet. We would not be going all over around the world. We wouldn't be able to talk to nobody because they got you shackled up. But see, that was the phone call from hell, trying to force me, trying to intimidate me to go back home and all that garbage what they spew at you. Mm-hmm. Like I say, every so often we get a phone call from hell.
That's right.
And apparently the Lord, you kept saying, there's something coming up the road, I gotta prepare myself. So what we're doing, we were fasting that day, and here it is come, 10 o'clock in the morning, here comes this phone call direct out of the pit of hell, right at the heartbeat, but the devil does, he goes right to the juggler. And he knows, as long as you and I are together, this thing, this thing would be obsolete if it wouldn't be for you and me. And the devil knows that, so what does he do? He attacks us time and time again. Ever so often he comes in, and it's a phone call from hell. And we've been getting them time and time again, ever so often now. But the devil will do. He couldn't pull nothing out, because it's a lightweight, it's a cheap shot for you and I, because we got our footing down. We know what we've been doing in the past. We know how we've been attacked ever since we got together, ever since the Lord told me to pick you up. And it falls the accusers thinking this is a sex, because that's all the devil has, is filth. And then he gets it into the minds of people that woman, yes, she has much as accused us for living like common law and all that filth that they got in their mind, because that's all they can think about. That's what they'd be doing. Their mind is so full of perversion and filth because they don't have the Son. If they had the Son, they would not be talking like that. They would be in the same page that we're on. He that had the Son had life, and he that had not the Son had not life, because the wrath of God abides in him. And it's just that simple. If they had the Son, they would be in the same page that we're on. It's just that simple.
That's
because
right.
They hear us not, because they're not of God. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple.
You can see how when it says, he that had the Son had life, and he that had not the Son had not life, and you can see that how God has people on vessels on earth that he uses to further the kingdom of God, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he had those messengers throughout the church ages, and people that would spread the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the same way the devil has his subjects.
Mm-hmm.
And that woman that called yesterday, she is a subject from the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever the devil needs somebody, he just entices that individual, and then they go into action. And that's how the devil uses individuals. Just like God uses individuals, like to do His will, and that's like the apostles, and that's the same way the devil has his. Don't be deceived. These people are deceived. They're doing God. They're working for God, but they're actually working for the devil because they're on the side of the devil.
Yeah, even my dad, he thought he was doing God a service when he terminated me and all that stuff. And because he's a religious leader, like I say, he that hath the Son hath not life, and the wrath of God abides in him. But what they do then, they have to, like I say, they have to have the right thing. And the right thing has priority
mm-hmm.
over that thing. He might have been a Christian, I don't know. But the thing of it is, that right thing had priority over that Christianity. See, you and I, we're believers. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that has priority in our lives. Mm-hmm. You could go live in a Hutterite colony if you want, and you can. But if the Lord calls you out of there, you got to get out of there and be done with it, because it's not our priority. That Hutterite thing is not priority in our lives. It's just a way of life. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Got nothing to do with heaven. Got nothing to do with Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
It's just first-class deception. Here in this end time, the Lord has called you and I to expose that thing. And once you expose it, the devil can't navigate anymore.
That's
once
right.
But he works behind the scene. He works through deception. And the proof is in the pudding. We got that phone call direct from hell. And what does the devil do? He attacks us and he wants you back at that compound to paralyze you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're absolutely no good to, you're no value to the kingdom of God whatsoever. So yeah, then. But it all comes back to the one in the self, same thing. He that had the Son
mm-hmm.
had life, and he that not had the
That's
Son
right.
had not life. Just that
mm-hmm.
simple. And that woman that called yesterday, like I say, I'm not even going to mention them because she don't deserve to be mentioned. If I did mention her name, then everybody would know who it is. They would agree with us. She's just a troublemaker. She never was no good. She'll never be no good because she's not of God. She's of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And just that simple. And we're just trying to, like I say, we're trying to bring everything in today's language,
mm-hmm.
in today's focus. Right? We talk about that man from Forest River called that Joe Mandel. We're bringing it into today's focus. We're bringing it into the language so that people can understand what's going on around it. That man was looking for that something that he didn't know what he was looking for. Back in the days of Jesus, we said it over and over. The whole countryside was electrified. There's got to be that Messiah somewhere. And ever so often, he allowed him to be seen. If you had your senses, then you would have seen these three wise men come from the east, and this would have alerted you to that something great is happening here. Then when he was 12 years old, if you had your senses tone, you would have seen that little kid going up to the temple and debate with the scribes and the Pharisees, and they wondered and marveled how he knew all these things. And see, from time to time he would show himself, and then he healed the sick, and he raised the dead, and all these things. That should have let him know there is that thing. And see, there's certain disciples, they were looking for that thing. And when they found him, they said, they went, like Philip, he went to his brother, he said, come and see if this is not him that we're looking for. Everybody was looking for the people that were sensitive, but there's people that were not sensitive. They were just troublemakers, and they weren't looking for him, so they couldn't detect
mm-hmm.
whether that was it, because like the woman at the well, she was mm-hmm. looking for something, but she didn't know. She thought she'd find it in having six or seven husbands, and she didn't find no satisfaction. But she was, without realizing what she was looking for, that something that could satisfy her needs.
That's
and
right.
then she went and
mm-hmm.
she, the Lord, the God of heaven, that great eternal spirit, sent Jesus down to the well there, and there she had met, he had a conversation, and then what she did, she ran into town and told everybody, because she knew the town people, they know they were always looking for something, and she come and see if this is not him. And then she converted that whole town, because she told them, this is that one that we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the same thing that Joe Mandel, he was looking for, and his son, that Solomon, I heard him, about a lot of them. I don't think I ever talked to the man. But he really was driving around wherever there was a movement. Back, like I said yesterday, back in the day, that Claire Jordan was the main. That's where there was a movement down there, a commune down there. Where the black people, they weren't allowed to talk with the white people. And here, Claire Jordan, he's a white man, and he brings all these black people in and has community with them and starts up this thing. And it was very inspiring to a lot of people. So but at the bottom line, he went down there, did a lot of visiting and got involved with, but at the bottom line, he was looking for the message for today because it was out there on a universal setting. And then, see, I heard about that and I went on that search and I found exactly what he would have found it. But see, he was looking at the wrong thing. That Koinonia stuff, it all petered out and went into nothing because it was not based on scripture. It was not part of that nucleus of people where Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life that they believe in them and my will said. And he sent his church age messenger. He's seven angels. You gotta understand the church age. The church age, the grace age is divided into seven church ages, and that we happen to be in the last one. And that's what that Joe Mendel was looking for. That's what that Solomon was looking for. That's what everybody out there is looking for. But see, the devil makes sure they don't find it. And just like with you and I, we were looking and we were looking, and the devil, he tried to step us every inch of the way. But I had such a desire and such a hunger that the devil couldn't stop us. And then I found a message, and I brought it to Branham, and then I went back and told him about it, and they shut the doors right in my face, and they got till sundown to get out of here because the devil didn't want this thing to be found out, the fact that God sent the prophet. But we went, see, you and I, we were mature enough. We just went, we didn't, mm-hmm. We didn't regard what the people were saying. Even the people that you were staying with, they told you that Brother Brennan went off at the end. See, these are all lies. These are just Satan's mm-hmm. tactics in this trick to keep you away from the real thing. And like I say, we're right over the target. That's why we get these phone calls from hell. Right. To try to stop us, to try to dissuade us, to try to divert us. But to me and to you, it's a cheap shot. Because we're sensitive. That's why we get up in the morning, so we can be aware of Satan's tactics. Just like the early church, they were aware of Satan's tactics. Yeah. Because they said, we were not ignorant of his cunning, cunning devices. They were on top of it. But as soon as they were off the scene here, Satan, he never stops. 24/7, he's on our case. If he can't try to destroy with health issues, then he'll come at you from this angle. Just always 24/7 on a case. Like right now, he tried yesterday to kind of divert us with that phone call, but now what he's doing, he missed it, and then what he's doing now, he's going back and he's trying to set up another study where he can see if he can divide us or destroy us or doing whatever. But see, you and I, we're in the ball, we're in top of it, we're sober, we're vigilant, and we know exactly that he's going to come back again, because like it says back when Jesus was here, he said, and Satan left him for a season. He just goes back, and then he comes at us, tries to set up something else, and then he comes at it from another angle. That's why we fast. Not to be that we fast, not because we think we're better than everybody else, and not because we fast because it creates a sensitivity in our hearts, because the Christ is on your head, and the Christ is in your flight. Something listen and forgive. And all these things, we put them all together, and here we are in the closing days of time, getting attack after attack of the devil and from your family and from inside sources, whatever the devil can get his dirty hands on, he'll try to discourage. And the bottom line is, he's going to try to divide us, accuse you of this, that, and the other, and accuses me of this, that, and the other. And all it is cheap shots. Because we have matured enough. We know what the Lord spoke. I know exactly why he spoke to me. He said, if you don't pick up a rent, you got no, there's no use forever you being alive. If you get out of a rent, there's no progress. And I hold on to that. No matter how many rotten phone calls we get from hell, because the devil knows we're right over the target and we're being affected. And all of a sudden, people are going to realize that everything I'm saying is 100% accurate. And he knows his goose is cooked. He knows things that people are starting to ask questions. If people don't ask questions, then it doesn't bother you. But now we know we're right over the target, and people are starting to wonder, Because their kingdom is slowly collapsing.
That's right.
Everything that is not of God is going to be shaken. Everything, like it says, everything that can be shaken will be shaken until only that which cannot be shaken will remain. Mm-hmm. And Satan's kingdom is crumbling. He's running scared.
And he's just expressing himself through these individuals because it says he's going to come down having great wrath because his time is short. And that's the individuals that he uses. He uses these people that they think they're doing God a service, but they're actually working for the devil. And it's no nice way to put it. And God has prepared us for this journey, like ever since we were young. He prepared us for this, what we're doing here today, because if it wasn't for that preparation time, we would have nothing to hold on to. But we know that God, ever since he was young, he created in us and wanting to get to know him and his word. And then he saved us. He brought us to the message for our day. Because when I was, the Lord just saved me. I read a scripture in Malachi 4, that prophetic ministry that's going to be here before the Lord Jesus Christ comes again. And these are stepping stones that the Lord had put in my heart in order to hold on to the things that he revealed to me. Like even when the preachers on the colony, like when that the preacher came against me because I said what he's doing is not right, and then he came against me, and that was the day that the Lord was trying to tell me something. He's trying to tell me to work out my own salvation with fear and trembling. That if you depend on those preachers on the Hutterite colony to get you to heaven, you're not going to make it. Mm-hmm. He's trying to show me something. And when those things happen in your life, you think it's the end of the world. But God is just preparing you for the journey ahead. Mm-hmm. And when you look back on those incidents that happened in your life, you can see how the Lord has led you and guided your life in a way that only he wants to have that place in your life. Not those religious system. He wants to lead and guide you into truth. He wants to have that place in your life. And I had to surrender that. And that was the day that I realized I cannot trust those preachers on the Hutterite colony, number one, to work out my salvation. I have to have that responsibility for myself. Mm-hmm. I am going to be held responsible for that. And that set us on a journey. And it brought us to the ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson. And we know what God has done in this hour of time. And when these phone calls come, you know, for the last month, I knew something was coming. Because I can feel the onslaughts of the devil and how he works already. And I knew something was coming. And yesterday it was on full display what the devil has been trying to do for the last month. But he found an individual to work through. He found that woman that thinks she's a Christian, but she's working for the devil. And that's how the devil has these charismatic Christians. They think they're Christians, but they're actually subjects of him.
He's subject of Satan. Mm-hmm. I saw her coming out of the Walmart. And you were in the Walmart. I was wondering if you never met, if you saw her or anything. But there's, I saw her coming out. She's fat as a pig, and she doesn't do nothing about her physique. You know, how can she be a Christian? She looks like, you know. And then I saw her come out of the Shepherd's Drug Mart, and you were in there too. And I'm surprised you didn't run into her. You probably wouldn't recognize her. I don't think you ever seen her, but I saw her, and I knew it was her, and like I say, fat as a pig. Like, and then she pretends to be a Christian. Attempts to be a Christian. Man, I live. Can't she ever talk? Like, man, like, he's this holy woman. That's the kind of people the devil gets a hold of. Mm-hmm. Nothing you can do. We're just being alert. We're just like the early church. They were not ignorant to Satan's cunning devised tactics. Mm-hmm. We're alert. We're on top of things. We get up in the morning. We pray in the day. We pray and we sing in the morning. And we do things like that. That keeps us, keeps your limbs all trimmed and burning for the bridegroom watch and wait. It's that song we sang here this morning. And these things, they keep us alert. They keep us on top of things. We're not asleep. We're sober. We're vigilant. Just like the Bible says, be sober. Be vigilant for the adversary, the devil. He goes around at the house of God seeking whom he may devour. And here he showed up yesterday with a phone call. Sometimes he shows up in person. Somebody would come walking through here like sometime back. There's another guy came in here. And all in those accusations, all, where's your wife and all that garbage you're trying to throw at your face. But they're really sent by the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And they claim they're sent in by God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think I even asked them. I said, they the devil don't like to be exposed, but we got to figure it out. Mm-hmm. He comes in here and he tries to, always the same old song and dance, saying, why don't you go back to the colony? That's the first thing they do when they see us.
Mm-hmm.
We're on top of them.
Satan knows that once he's got you back in the colony, he's got you paralyzed.
Yeah.
And then his tactic and his ways can no longer be exposed. So he tries to deal with that whoever's trying to expose him.
And then we can't do it through them. He gives you a dream and mm-hmm. tries to make you ineffective and all these things. It attacks your mind. It attacks your thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we got to be on top of him. That's why we got each other to keep each other in check and rub each things out of each other. What did the Lord show you today? Did the Lord show you anything? Sometimes that's the way we can kind of make it through this jungle, like that song we're saying. It'll soon be over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a nice time when there'll be no more devil around, and we get over that millennium, and we won't have to worry about all these things anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what we're doing here now. We're just trying to keep our head above the water, trying to put a message out there to bring it into today's talk. That same devil that was there back in the days of Jesus, that same devil is here today working through religion. But you've got to get it into your DNA that it's religion that the devil uses.
Mm-hmm.
And all these religions, you can have religion, but you don't have the Son. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the Son, the wrath of God will abide in you. And you can, like a lot of these people, like I say, they got religion, but they don't have the Son.
Mm-hmm.
If they had the Son, they would hear what we're saying, but they don't hear what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And because the Bible says, they hear us not, because they're none of God. It's just that simple. If they were of God, they would hear exactly what we're saying. It's to be 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
And all we're doing, we're just putting, like I say, we're putting everything in today's language so that people can understand it and they can walk with the Lord just like you and I are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is, here in this closing day of the time, is to believe the message for your day. And if you believe the message for your day, then you'll do everything. Then you'll have all these goodness that God has available for the children of God. It's like I seen it the other day. Like let's say you go out to spend $100,000 for an appliance, and that appliance is a useless thing unless you plug it into the hydro mm-hmm. to get power for it. And it's the same thing today. You could be this, that, and the other, but if you do not plug into the message for your day, all your life, all your good works are all in vain. It's just
mm-hmm.
that simple.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and we give you thanks for another day of life, for everything you do for us, Lord, for all your blessings that you've bestowed upon us. And we just want to help people to understand, Lord, that he that had the Son had life. He that had not the Son had not life. And that's just only two ways there is, Lord, the right and the wrong. And a lot of people, Lord, they don't realize, but they're actually agents of the devil, Lord, working for him, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would help them to see and realize that and repent of their evil deeds, Lord, and come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because these people, they are working for the enemy and they don't even realize it, Lord. So we come against it in the name of Jesus and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.